Dude, we are blessed. I mean, we are so, so blessed. Just to have that opportunity to take a risk. Like, just to have an opportunity to play this game that we call life. And just, like, I'm grateful for the problems that I have. Like, me and you, like, you listening right now, like, me and you, like, we don't, like, we have a home, we have shelter. We don't have to worry about where our next meal is going to come from. We don't have to worry about how we're going to get water. Like, we are provided that every day. We don't have to think twice about that. Like, there's a great portion of the world that has to worry about, like, that's a real problem to have. Me and you, we don't have that problem. Like, we are blessed. And I had a couple of conversations this week, and with, like, three different friends, and we kind of just talked about kind of reflecting on a year that we had, and it all, like, every conversation ended with, like, dude, like, we are blessed. Like, we are so blessed. Like we're blessed just to have the problems that we have. Because our problems compared to a lot of other people's problems in the world, like, they can't even compare. Like, we don't know what it feels like to not have a home, to not know where our next meal is coming from, to not know if the water we're drinking is safe or not. Like, we've never really felt that. And just that, like, realizing that, it just kind of puts things into perspective of, like, how great we actually have it. Like, the opportunity to take a risk or to take a chance on something. Like, yesterday on my way home, my buddy Luis called me, and that's what we were talking about. It's like, how blessed are we just to have the opportunity to take a risk, to take a chance, you know, to take a chance on a dream. Like, the rest of the world really can't do that like we can. Like, we can create something out of really nothing. Like, we don't have to worry about where our next meal is going to come from, if we're going to have water, if we're going to have a home. Like, we know we kind of have the base, like, necessities. So that allows us to think of, like, what can we do with our life? And I know, like, that's a real thing, though. Like, there's a lot of people that can't even think about doing things for themselves. Like, they have to worry about the necessities of life, and we really don't have to worry about that stuff. And, like, me and him were talking, like, damn, like, that's a real thing. Like, we don't have real problems like other people have problems. And I'm not diminishing, you know, your problems or my problems. I'm not doing that. Like, yes, like, it still affects us just like it affects other people. But, like, it kind of makes me grateful to have my problems when I compare my problems to what other people have to deal with. That's the way I look at it. And we were talking, and in another conversation, somebody asked me, or I got asked this week, he was like, how do you, like, think of all the stuff that you're going to talk about on the podcast? He's like, I get it with, like, the people that you have on, and you just, you know, you have kind of get their story, so you kind of know what you're going to hit on. He's like, but your solo episodes, he's like, how do you, like, what do you think of? Like, do you plan for that? Like, how do you, you know, know what you're going to talk about? And I just kind of laughed. I was like, I mean, dude, honestly, I kind of just talk about, like, what's going on in my life and what's really relevant and something that, like, I guess I'm qualified to speak on because it's happening to me in real time. So, like, it's not like I'm giving advice. I'm just kind of, like, speaking on my experiences or kind of what I'm dealing with or whatever life's throwing at me that, you know, that week. And the past 2 weeks, I've had two friends, and both on the podcast too, but my latest one with AT, which was awesome, by the way, go listen to that. He was like, we were talking, because he wants to go to the league right now, and there's really no telling, like, where his journey is going to take him. And then it made me think about my conversation with Jake Hayes, and this was at dinner, like, or breakfast a couple weeks ago. And he was asking me, he was like, what podcast is this? And I think his was like 40 or 38. And we kept, like, eating and kept talking. I was like, dude, isn't this crazy? I was like, if I just don't stop, I was like, if I just don't quit doing this, I was like, something is going to happen with this. I was like, if I just, like, even if it takes years, if I just don't stop and I just don't quit, like, something is going to come from this. And he was like, dude, he's like, 100%, 100%. He's like, and you know what's even crazier than that? It might not even be the thing that you're thinking of. He's like, it might not even be the podcast. He goes, something that could be better than having one of the top podcasts can happen if you just don't quit. And that's what me and AT were talking about too. Like, his goal is to get to the league, but, like, if he just keeps going on this path of just having fun and going out there and, like, helping others, like he was saying, like, there's no telling what could happen. It could be better than him, you know, having a long career in the league. Like, he'd go and realize that he likes coaching. He likes managing, you know, a lot more than he does playing. Or there's something else, like, where he doesn't even know, like, what opportunity, what conversation, what person and what relationship can come in and, like, change his life. And that's same for you. Like, you have no idea in this upcoming year who you might meet, like what relationship you might create, what opportunity might arise. You have no idea what can happen, and they could change the whole course of your life. And like, that's what I did. I did like a little reflection thing of this past year a couple nights ago, and it took like majority of my brain power. It took me like 4 hours. But like, it was so cool reflecting on how much I grew this year. Like, I had no idea I was going to start a podcast. I had no idea. And then now, like, this is something that I love doing. Like, this is one thing I can see me kind of doing for the rest of my life. But like, a couple months ago, I had no idea this was even going to be an opportunity for me. Like, I had no idea this was going to be something that I could pursue. And like, it's the same for you. You have no idea what's going to happen, you know, the opportunity you might get in this upcoming year. And I love it. I had a coach, he was my safeties coach in high school, probably one of the most impactful humans other than my parents that I've had in my life. It was Coach Old May. And he would always say, he was like, hey, Bubba, you ain't got to get ready if you stay ready. And like, I love that quote. And I would always say it, like I said it in college too, like me and my friends joke about it. But like, we're still serious, like you ain't got to get ready if you stay ready. But that shit is true, dude. Like, that shit is true. Like, because there's no telling, like, there's just no telling what opportunity like may arise. And another, like one of my mentors a while back, Firewood Bob, dude, that dude is so awesome. But his name is Bob Henritzi. He's an older dude. He's like 70 years old, and he sells like firewood up here, really just for fun, just to keep him busy doing something. But he had his own like real estate. I think it was called like Sun something. He had a hotel chain, and he sold it for like $380 million when he was like 40 years old. But he said he got into real estate and was like commercial real estate. And like his fifth year being in there, he had this opportunity kind of fall in his lap to, you know, buy this first hotel, which eventually started this company that he had that he sold later down the road for, you know, almost $400 million. And I was asking, I was like, what were you thinking? He was like, dude, he's like, this is the best way to put it to you. He was like, one day, he's like, I wake up and I'm like in peewee level. He's like, I'm not even really making much money. He's like, I'm just kind of in peewee level. He goes, and then he's like, next thing I know, a couple hours later, this opportunity comes. He goes, and I wake up the next day. He's like, and then I'm like in the pros. He goes, that's how fast shit can change. And I was like, how did you deal with all of that? He's like, dude, I just did the same thing. He's like, I just kept showing up every day. He's like, and I knew that I would be successful. He's like, I knew I wouldn't kill it at first with this hotel thing. He's like, but I knew if I just kept showing up and just didn't quit and just kept trying to learn and get better at little things like every day. He's like, I knew eventually. He's like, I could kill this thing. He's like, but that's how fast life can change. He's like, one day I'm in peewee and the next day I'm in the pros. I mean, and that's the same thing for me and you. Like, there's no telling, like what we're doing right now is preparing us for an opportunity that's going to come later down the road. Like, you can't predict that. Like, we don't know what opportunity, what relationship, what conversation is going to arise for us and open a lot of doors in the future for us. Like, we have no idea. The only thing that we can control is what we can control. And I heard that my whole life growing up is control what you can control, and that is your attitude and effort. And like, it's just so cliche because I've heard it a million times before, and I'm sure you've heard it too. But damn, that's the only thing you can't control. You know, that's really the only, like, you can't control what opportunities that are going to come in the future. You don't even know. You have no idea. Like, the thing that you're working on now might not even be, you know, remotely close to what you're working on, hell, in just a couple months. But you also don't know the thing that you're working on now, like the thing that you're just waking up and grinding at, like what you're doing now is going to just help you so much later down the road. So it's like the only thing you can control is your attitude and your effort. And I know that's just so cliche to say, but like, damn, it's true though. You know, it's true. And that shit's like exciting. And that's what we talked about too in the conversations, like this uncertainty, like not knowing what's going to happen, like what relationship could change our life. Like, literally you can go anywhere and just like one relationship, just one conversation. It might even be with somebody that you know, but you just haven't had that conversation yet. Maybe that conversation could change like your whole life course. And that's exciting to me. And that's really, really exciting to me. So I don't know. I've just been really grateful these past like 2 weeks, really, ever since I did that like reflection thing of my year this year, because I went through all my like my Snapchat memories through the year and just like all my camera roll. I like read back in some of my journals this year, And it's just really cool to see how far I've grown and how much I've grown, you know, from the person that I was at the beginning of last year. And just how grateful, like how good my life is. It's like all the things I got to do, all the things I got to experience with my friends and my family, to still have family, to still have friends. Like I'm grateful for the problems that I do have. And you should be grateful for yours too. Because no one's really got it better than us. Like, I love that saying. Like, you hear that a lot in football too. And I relate majority of my stuff back to football, back to sports, because that's kind of the main thing that I've lived in my life is sports. But damn, like, nobody's got it better than us. Like, we would say that all the time. Nobody's got it better than us. Fuck, I believe that now. Like, me and you, like, nobody's got it better than us. Who's got it better than us, dude? Like, all the opportunity to take a risk. Like, that shit is... I mean, that's just awesome to me that we have the opportunity to chase a dream. We have the opportunity to make something out of our life other than just survive. Like a lot of other people on this earth, like they're here just to survive. Like me and you, like we have an opportunity to not only change our life and change our family lives, but we have the opportunity to change a whole lot of lives. So be grateful for that opportunity. Be grateful just to have the opportunity to take a risk. Like, be grateful for those problems. Be grateful for those problems, because once you get over those problems, like you've done your whole life, every problem, every situation, every setback that you've had in your life, you've overcome and you've gotten stronger. Be grateful for those, because that's making you a stronger and better person, and that's making you more capable, more qualified to help somebody else that's going to go through those problems. So be grateful for those problems. So just keep showing up, because you have no idea the opportunity. And I believe something good is about to happen to you. I really believe that. And if you believe that too, and you just kind of build that mental energy, and just the more good you put out in the world, the more good you'll receive. And I believe that. The more good you put out into the world, the more people you help, the more people you put before you, the more good that'll come back to you. So just keep trying to be a light like you are. Just keep striking. Man, I love and appreciate each one of you, and I'll see y'all next week.